The plan redevelopment for the state's Mayor Wright housing project is moving a step closer to reality. The Kalihi-Palama complex calls for 2,448 residential rentals. It will replace the existing 364 units, but will also go toward adding badly needed affordable apartments in the urban core. The plan is to include up to 8,000 square feet of commercial space, as well as open space and recreational areas under an agreement between the Hawaii Public Housing Authority and MWH Partners, LLC. Housing Director Hakeem Wansafi joins us live to talk about the environmental impact statement and the opportunity for the public to provide input. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You know, I have to start out because we've been talking about the situation, the natural disasters and the housing situation with the Big Island and Kauai. And you yourself are homeless because you were involved in the flooding in East Honolulu.
Yeah, our heart goes out to them. I think when you know that there is a tragedy and people losing home, you don't really comprehend it until it happens to you. From 31 days ago when the flooding happened, so we were one of those victims. So overnight you leave in the morning to go provide housing and you come back at night that everything is completely destroyed. And when I say completely, I mean everything from furniture to clothing. And then you end up moving to a hotel room, something like that. So I can really sympathize and see how not just the home part, but it's going to have some long-lasting effects on the psyche of the kids that gets gutted out of their home and environment and things like that. And your life pretty much becomes upside down. You cancel planned trips. You tell your mother-in-law not to come, those kind of things. So it's very difficult. So my heart and prayers goes out to those folks on the Big Island. And I just urge everybody, neighbors and not just the authorities, to really lend extend their hand of help. They're going to need psychological help. They're going to need hugs, and they're going to need money, and they're going to need a lot of things.
Right. You understand because you're living it right now. And I know we talked earlier, and you'd mentioned that there are some efforts underway that the administration has to try and get some housing together on the Big Island to even help just some of the workers that have come in to help those that have been homeless.
Yeah, indeed. We're working with the governor and the legislature to see how the public housing can do beyond our scope to make sure that we provide hand and sometimes just providing showers, help. We're looking at ways how can we expedite repair and maintenance and others so we can move some folks there. So there's a lot of things that's happening behind the scene trying to help on all the levels and working with the legislature, as I said, as well as the governor and others.
Right. So we've got this pressing need right now for housing, the hundreds that are homeless and potentially thousands if the lower part of Puna gets cut off. But we're talking about the long-term housing as well, because that ultimately is what we need. We need more of these units. The future of Mayor Wright is something that lots of folks have great interest in, because the hope is to redevelop that property in order to provide additional housing units, which we badly need.
Yeah, we recognized a couple of years ago that the only way forward is to build more housing. When we have a wait list that has 14,000 families, and that's about 40,000 individuals, and it takes about 6 to 8 years to house them, we quickly recognize that we need to build some housing. But we also mindful that the taxpayers cannot bear the cost of all of this, and that's why we announced multiple private-public partnerships. For the price that's going to take us to replace 364 units, we can leverage that money, get a private developer with us, and we can build five times that amount. And hence, that's what we did with the Mayor Wright housing to make sure we go from 364 to approximately 2,500. But not just that. I think leveraging our money, which is going to cost very minimal to the taxpayers, providing additional housing in a bracket that it's very difficult to build. We're obligated to replace one by one for the public housing, and we'll do that. We'll add approximately another 800 units. That's 60% EMI or less. That's the very, very affordable housing. And we'll build between 120% an additional 450 units. And then we'll put some workforce / market to be able to pay for this approximately $1.3 billion project.
Right, because you want a mix in there.
Yes.
You've got senior housing as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the formula of just having public housing all in one area, I think that's a dead formula. Mixed income, and this will be mixed income, mixed use, TOD development close to the rail station. I think it's going to bring a tremendous amount of value.
And so talk about the time frame, because we've got to be able to move the folks that are in there now into other housing before you can raise what's there and then build anew.
Yes, indeed. I think under the Federal Relocation Act, we have an obligation, and we take it very seriously. So we put in a relocation plan that's going to take a few months to get it done. We do know that we get approximately 700 units vacant each year that we work on, so we have some possibilities and some flexibilities there. But it is the responsibility of the developer to come up with a comprehensive plan how and when to move these folks and when to return them, because we do want to give them the right to return. So those things will be done in a comprehensive plan and will be shared with the tenants and community many, many months before they have to actually pack. And we're working on that.
So you think that the soonest that would happen would be like next year?
I think the soonest we'll share that with them will be next year, and probably another year before we even have to relocate them. As you indicated earlier, the EIS is completed. Now we're working on the NEPA and all the land.
And what is NEPA for folks who don't understand that?
I'm sorry. The NEPA is the federal EIS, because we're going to be getting federal money, and Mayor Wright Housing is a federal property, not a state property. So we're required to go on another step. So that step is almost completed. We're still working on it. We have to register it with the federal government, those kind of things. And then you have the title entitlement, making sure what are we going to build, how the building's going to look like, and the phasing as well, because certainly there is not a lot of tax credits out there to be able to build 2,500 units. So we look in maybe 3, 4, 5 different phases. So once that all recognized, then we'll be able to trigger the relocation plan to start the process.
Right. So it's really kind of complicated just getting all the paperwork and the plans going before we can actually see the first unit built.
Absolutely. I think the earliest that we may have shoveling ground would be the end of 2019, early 2020. And after that, any 500 or so units will take about 2 years to execute.
Right, so it can't come soon enough.
Yes, indeed.
As part of this, and I know there was also the other EIS on the offices of the Hawaii Housing Project, and that was a little contentious because folks in the neighborhood were concerned about the density, because you want to provide as much housing as you can. So where is that?
I think we promised the community that we're going to listen and react. In fact, we put it in our RFQ to the developer, whoever we team up with, and this case was Retirement Housing Foundation. We made it clear that we need community engagement. We did that. We listened. Initially, we wanted to maximize and have about 2,000 units. After listening to the community, we agreed that we're going to do about 800 units instead of that, so we reduced it. Traffic was an issue, and it was a valid issue. So we decided to do elderly only, the whole thing. So it'll be 800 or elderly only development. With that, I think we satisfy a lot of concerns. We're never going to satisfy the very few, not in my backyard kind of mentality. But I think all the legitimate concerns have been addressed, and we'll continue to address them.
And your offices will remain as part of that site over there on School Street?
That is correct. We'll take less than 10% of the actual site and build the offices, so it will be more efficient that way.
Okay. And that one, the draft EIS is just
triggered? Correct. We went with the initial one. We got a lot of feedback. Then we put in the final EIS for comments, and that's going to be coming in the next few weeks.
Okay. And then the Mayor Wright project, are there particular issues that might have surfaced as part of the EIS project? I saw that there's a ceded land question. Is some of that property ceded lands?
Yeah, I think everything that's been recognized, there is a fix for it. Nothing there that we did not expect. So we're going to move swiftly. We're going to move expeditiously now that that is very clear. Of course, we're going to put plans together there for anything that has to do with bones or anything like that that's going to happen. But I think by doing this EIS, and that's something that we're proud that we did, we did not take the shortcut and exempt ourselves or anything. We said we're going to act as if we are private developers. We're going to go through the entire process, community engagement. You know, there may be some criticism out there that some people saying taking 2 to 3 years, but we wanted to make sure that we're thorough and that we follow all rules, laws, and sensitivities, and I think we were able to accomplish that.
And at one time, there was some talk about a hotel in that area.
We're not going to build a hotel. I think immediately after we heard that, we contacted the developer. And the developer's intent at the time was, how can we maximize the dollar amount so we don't come and ask taxpayers to fill the gap and come up with more money? We killed that idea immediately. Our goal has always been and continue to be, how can we build more affordable housing units?
Okay. All right. That's what I think is on everybody's mind. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Hakeem Wansafi, head of the state's Hawaii Housing Authority, talking about the future of the area that we now know as Mayor Wright's Home, homes, as well as the Hawaii Housing Authority offices on School Street. For links to the EIS, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.